Every time you visit a website, like Studio360.org, or use an app, you're generating a little piece of data. Every time you go online to buy something, or share a photo, or like a Facebook post, each of those actions becomes data. And when you don't know who's got access to your data, whether there's a corporation or government agency looking over your shoulder, it can be a little worrying, or maybe a lot. But this new reality does not faze the artist Lori Frick. She's based in Austin, and her latest exhibition is centered on one idea. Don't be afraid. Be creative. Get your data and turn it into art. We sent Lindsay Patterson to find out exactly what that might look like.
I'm in a bright, white-walled gallery in New York City, where I've just met Julie Ho and Stephen McMillan. They're game to give me their reactions to Lori Frick's new show called Who Are You? What Day Is It?
Oh my God. Wow.
We look at one piece on the back wall.
I like it a lot. I want to go look at it closely. It looks like small squares of different textiles, probably leather or some kind of leather. There's a day of the week and a time.
The piece we're looking at covers the entire wall. The leather-covered blocks meander up and down in a scattered, wavy line. At one point, the blocks appear to fall off the bottom of the piece and pile up on the floor before continuing up the wall again.
And the textile are all different colors. Oh, some of them are painted? Interesting.
It looks like it's someone's like life strewn around. Some things are heavier, some things are tiny squares stuck there haphazardously. And yet then you like move through like the evenings when it's nice and orderly as everything's calmed down. Because the times that are messy are like late on a Friday or early on a Saturday when you're tired from the week.
I pointed out the legend mounted on the wall. Each colored block represents time spent on an activity, sleeping, eating, working in the studio, and so on.
Interesting. So, it looks like from far away, it's like almost like a topographical map or representation of something. And it looks like, well, obviously, it's 14 days of her life. That's really cool.
So they liked seeing Lori's data, but how did they feel about data in general?
There's a lot of times when I think it's really magical because it lets you like find things that you in your own self or things in the world that fit you really well. And like that's really beautiful. It can be a little scary at times when you're like, how did you know that?
I think it's always startling when a machine can put together analysis of you that you weren't able to do for yourself. And it's just kind of like that light bulb moment where you're like, oh, wow. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. Machine knows more about me than I do. And it's like, holy crap.
Julie and Stephen had latched on to the point of Lori's art, that tension between wonder at what data can do and the concern about having personal information available and accessible to people other than ourselves. Lori Frick thinks that art can help ease the anxiety.
Right now, the thing that is making people nuts is that they know they're being tracked, and they're only... avenue is to turn off location tracking on their iPhone.
We have this feeling of powerlessness, she says, but that could change if we were able to claim ownership of our data.
I'm predicting that this data is going to come together with the world of art, that art is going to be a way that you see yourself, that you see your own data, and that that will turn into these things that look hand-built in the spaces that you live.
Well, what gives you the reason to think that art and design is going to be part of this rather than just like, here's the data?
It turns out when you see something physical that's tangible, like if you look at this bumpy, textured piece of, blocks, your brain actually fires the parts that are like your fingertips touching it. The tactile nature of something that's physical and handmade affects the way you experience it more viscerally than if it's just flat pixels on a screen.
Lori's time as an artist in residence at a neuroscience lab convinced her that there's real physical benefits to combining art and data.
I mean, I really have this crazy idea that your data can come back and give you this sense of mindfulness, boost your immune system, you know, change the walls in your house and not have it be this big investment of art, but it's this weird personal experience of where you've been or just some interesting insight about you.
Are you going to have a startup that does that?
You know, I tried that a little bit with Frickbits.
Frickbits is her app that uses location tracking to give you your own custom Lori Frick data selfie. Still, art on your phone is one thing, but Lori is now re-envisioning large-scale installations, like the piece we saw in the gallery, as cheap, personalized, and recyclable.
What if you captured this and you got this little 3D printer that printed out something with all these little bumps of what your day looked like, and you got a new one every few days? Or it fell off the end and it went into the little recycle bin and the pump squirted it back on the other side.
Sort of like a water feature of data.
Like a water feature, exactly. Exactly. I think art is just one of those ways that's like nobody can argue with it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there's nothing bad. Take back your data, turn it into art.
But we're not yet at the point at which the average person can take back their data. There's not yet an easy way to connect and store it all. But Lori counters that by arguing that we're in the Wild West phase of data before the ethics and standards have been fully figured out. When consumers start demanding access, we'll get it, she says. And data won't be scary anymore. It will be beautiful. Perhaps. Back in the gallery, I asked Stephen and Julie, could art, theoretically, help them overcome an aversion to data?
I mean, I think that's where we kind of are right now, is that we're trying to find all these ways to, like, own a little bit of the data ourselves, and we're really, really happy handing it to someone else if it comes back and, like, shows us something really beautiful about our own lives or shows us a really great video or article that we wouldn't have seen otherwise. And it's really weird to think about how much of your life you can really capture and how that really can be displayed in a very, in this particular case, a very unique and very beautiful way.
I'd want to know more about myself, so hopefully I could be more grateful for who I am and what I can do.
For Studio 360, I'm Lindsay Patterson.
I really want to touch it, but I know you're not allowed to touch this.
I know, I want to help put it back together.
Yeah, totally.
You can see some of Lori Frick's work on our website, studio360.org, or if you happen to be in New York City, it'll be on view at Pavel Zubach Gallery through July 25th.